Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Daisha. How may I help you?
I have a charge to my debit card of $54.97 and another one for $7.99 from you. I don't know where it's coming from. It's Have Today Great Tech.
Okay, could I start by getting your zip code to better assist you?
67530.
And that was 67530.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And could I please have your first and last name?
Dale Supas.
Okay, thank you so much. I do see an account under that name. And just for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
1018 Jefferson Street, Great Bend, Kansas, 67530.
All right, thank you so much. All right, give me one second. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I do see here that you did pay shipping and handling of $7.95 for the pulse oximeter, and you were also charged $54.97. I do know that in the terms and conditions, when you are paying the shipping and handling, it does state that by doing so, you are also going to be charged $54.97 in about 48 hours, as well as receiving a $125 gift card to buy from their gadget store. It is $54.97 a month until you cancel your account.
Oh, I have no idea. I need to cancel that.
Okay, yes, sir. I did go ahead and cancel your account. It stops all future payments. And I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
Oh, are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes.
Right, it's C as in cat, 258, 754, 901.
That was for a gift card.
Yes, so you
I
were
mean, that's
charged.
a lot of money to pay for a little thing that I had got that doesn't work.
Well, when you paid the shipping and handling, that was $7.95. That was for the pulse
Yeah.
oximeter. But the
Yeah, but what's...
$54.97, it was to get you a $125 gift card to buy from their
Where's my
store.
gift card then? Where's my gift card?
It's in your email, dell_supps@att.net.
I never got that.
Did you
I
check your
mean,
spam or your junk folder? It would be coming from Gadget
yes.
Consumer Store
I
for your
never got anything.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and let them know that, however, you did not receive that email. And you said your pulse oximeter doesn't work.
No.
Did
It's
you
all
use
messed up. I tried it and it just, I mean, the I put the batteries in, and it just goes crazy blinking back and forth. It just don't work at all. I don't want nothing to do with it.
But do you know if the
something
batteries
like that costs,
were... Do you know
yeah,
if the
they're
batteries...
brand new batteries, and I tried other batteries.
Okay, well, if you want, I can make sure that because you may have a defective item, we can ship you out a free one.
No, I'd rather have my money back. That $54.97 should come back to me.
Okay, yes.
I mean,
sir. Well,
that's
as
crazy.
For...
What?
Yes, as for that refund of the $54.97, I can give you a 35% refund because it is a valid charge.
Okay.
Right, and you are satisfied with that refund?
I guess I have to be.
I'm sorry, you said you guess you have to be? What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't have a choice. I want the whole refund because it's junk.
Okay, well, the highest that we can go as a refund is a 50% refund to that charge.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. All right, I did go ahead and get that refunded for you, and it will show back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, was there anything else that I could assist you with?
No, I think that's it.
All right,
thank
well,
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.